Welcome to the Arcology Podcast's newest patrons-only actual play podcast, Ghouls in Las Vegas, using Shatter and Anarchy rules. Your GM for this evening is Carlton, featuring Domino, played by Nick, Hazelnut, played by Courtney, though you may know her as Vox, Mikey, played by Cliff, or Mr. Johnson if you prefer, that's me, Jesus, played by Ken, Vincent, played by RJ Thomas, and we welcome a new voice to our little band of miscreants, Heaven, played by Ava Rogers. Thank you so much for listening and for your support of the Arcology Podcast. With the job done for the Mafia, the ghouls spend a little time reflecting on things like, why is the sky bleeding? And what are all these spirits doing popping up and causing all this trouble? Usually we're the troublemakers in town. Well, we don't have much time to reflect before Doc Heigl gives us a call. It seems there's an emergency in the emergency room, and it's up to the ghouls to stop it?
So when last we met, there was an awful bloodstorm raging through the city. You folks had tracked down and collected somebody that the mob was interested in, delivered him, and I believe you were cruising through the streets in your SUV, your SUV of casual murder, if I recall correctly, and thinking about what you were going to do next as the subway that you call, or not the subway, the storm sewers that you call home are likely fulfilling their intended purpose at the moment.
Water management runoff system.
Sewers.
So where did we get this SUV that we're in?
Friend of yours had it. He had it in a storage locker. You're not sure where he got it from.
Oh yeah, we haven't seen him in a while.
No.
But he could be anybody. Anybody.
Ever since you murdered a guy in the back of his SUV, I think.
I cleaned that up.
Still smells like food in here. Kinda.
I don't smell it.
I do.
The lights in the back of your car on the back window on a purplish hue, and then a deeper red, and then purplish, and then red. As a police car overtakes you.
Oh, and, Derek!
Just before it does, a civilian vehicle swerves past you, and it's going about twice the rate of local traffic. The cop car is coming behind it, looks like it's chasing it, when all of a sudden a spirit manifests right in front of the escaping vehicle. It swerves, and the spirit chops down at it and rends it in twain. The contents spill out in the roadway. A trio of gang members sliding across the bloody pavement.
Jesus frack!
The fuck was that?
And the police car swerves to a stop just ahead of you in traffic. The rest of the traffic here is pulling to the side and trying to avoid what's going on. The police officers spill out of their vehicle and open fire on the spirit, which begins moving towards them.
Oh, Derek, put it in reverse!
Let's get the frag out of here, eh?
The spirit's spirit of man. It's dressed in, looks like traditional Paiute garb, a buckskin with an intricate beadwork pattern that looks like it's flowing off of it. The beads are more like drops of blood flowing out of its clothing before splattering off in the wind.
Whoa. We need to find a place that's safe. Get us out of here. Who's driving? Am I driving?
I'm not driving.
Is this thing in manual control?
Not me.
I'm gonna
sounds
hit manual
like it's
control.
On grid guide, so it is pulled over on the side of the road.
I'm gonna hit manual control and like put it in reverse and start. I'm just gonna assume I'm in the driver's seat.
Sure.
At this point, you know, I'll hit it reverse and basically speed us away the frag from these police officers. That spirit is scary too, but man, that's a lot of cops. And as soon as I can, I'll try to kind of whip the car around and drive away. And I'll yell, which way to that storage unit place? Maybe we can Maybe we can park in there for a day or two.
Heaven will give him an address. Kind of wave her hand in front of her face. I can't give directions.
I mean, if anyone has any better ideas, by all means. That's the best I can think of.
We can just drive around and look at stuff. That was awesome.
What? Did you see how many cop cars there were? At least two.
Like, during the whole debacle, Hazelnut just had her face pressed up to the nearest window, just like, wah!
Mikey, we really gotta talk to you about your thing with cops.
What if they can tell where my eyes came from?
What?
What if it gives off a signal or something? Now, Doc Winters would have fixed anything like that, wouldn't he? Yeah, he would have fixed that.
Huh.
I think.
Speaking of doctors.
Yeah, you see, like, Mikey is actually kind of, like, shaking as he's driving a little bit. Sort of coming down from, like, just extreme terror. Sorry, go on.
Heaven, you were friends with Dr. Hagel, weren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, your comlink lights up with Hagel's number.
All right, I will answer that. Yellow.
Heaven, I've got a situation here that I think maybe you can help with. Don't touch that! Don't touch that! Do you think you can come down quick?
Sure.
What's the
situation?
There are these three, and there's a click, and the connection's dropped.
New plans. Get to Heigl's.
Oh, frag him. He didn't help us when we called him about our gunshot wounds.
He's got a situation.
We had a situation before.
Is he going to pay a situation?
The phone disconnected mid-call conversation.
So, problem. Yes.
Just
okay, let's go. Come on, Mikey, let's go.
It's fine. Yeah, it's your call. I'll follow your lead. I just want it, to be noted that I objected to maybe jumping in and helping this guy. Or maybe when it comes to payment time, we ought to really make sure we take advantage of him being over a barrel. Because he did not help us when we needed it. Like, more than once.
He helped out how he could. But he's more up and up than Winters.
Oh, too soon? Damn, why do I find that funny?
You got issues, dude.
I know, right? Like, before me would probably feel horrified and crippled with guilt thinking of, you know. Now it just sort of makes me think about lunch.
Speaking of lunch, let's go help this guy so we can get some lunch.
I'm going to turn the grid guide back on and tell it to go where we're supposed to go.
All right, The vehicle turns and begins cruising towards Dr. Hagel's office space.
So why do you think there was a spirit showing up and attacking cars?
Because it was cool.
It was pretty cool, eh? It just got kapow! Cut that car in half, man! That was bad!
It didn't even look solid.
Yeah.
It could have been us.
Well, no, because we don't mess with spirits, so it could have been us.
It wasn't us.
What if we were the first people to drive through there? The only reason they were is because they went right past us. Well, what if we drove through first and the spirit decided to smash us up? Well, I suppose it would have more to tangle with because we can all
You know what
that
tells
it,
us?
Right?
That tells us don't drive stupid. Huh? Those guys drove stupid, they got their car chopped in half.
That guy didn't care that they were driving like that.
How do you know? Did you ask him?
No. I think we'd have more mundane issues if we were driving stupid than some spirit.
Maybe that's the spirit of the traffic, and you don't drive stupid because you piss him off and he cuts your car in half.
Did he look like traffic?
No, that was some sort of like ancient native looking spirit.
Yeah, see? Yeah, it's old spirit traffic.
The spirits don't give a dreck about traffic laws.
How do you know?
I don't know. Never mind. I have no idea. I don't.
Uh-huh. You just think I'm wrong because I'm Jesus. He's naturally wrong. Well, maybe I'm right.
I think we're more likely to be shot on sight for existing than get whatevered by a spirit.
Yeah, okay. True. But don't drive stupid.
Good point.
I'm just saying.
That spirit did us a solid by drawing the attention of the police. Who knows what would have happened if they would have paid more attention to us. I think we were in the clear, but who knows? The spirit made sure of it.
Yeah.
I think if we see one of those things, we ought to do our best to be respectful, maybe. I don't know how to do that properly, but, you know, Don't attack them unless they come at us, maybe. I don't know.
Don't drive stupid.
Don't be an ass.
And don't.
Oh, shit. I'm screwed.
All right. The SUV pulls up by the front entrance to the clinic. The storm is still raging out. There aren't many people outside, and the sun is definitely blocked by the roiling clouds above. So if you wanted, you could probably duck inside right here. Or you could, cruise around back and sneak in through the back door like you usually do.
Fuck it. That's going in the front. He asked for us.
Yeah, Mikey's going to check the charge in his taser and reholster that, and then grab his MP5 from the back. Make sure the clip is full, rack the slide on that, and tuck that under his jacket.
Hazelnut is following the rest of the group. She's looking up at the clouds and acting like she's kind of acting like she might be like imagining pulling some down into her hands and like what she might shape it into, as if she's making a little tiny spirit, just like the one she saw. And she's chattering to herself a little bit.
As you're doing that, you can see just the hint of a tendril of cloud spiraling down above you.
Awesome.
And she'll just continue on. And she's going to occasionally just be working on this little sculpture unless her attention is drastically needed or someone, you know, grabs her by the head and says, look this way. Otherwise, she just follows along, trying to make a little dude.
Mikey, Evan will lead the way.
Mikey pulls up the hood in his hoodie to hide his face as well as he can and then closes his eyes so that he can focus on the the world that exists beyond what his cyber eyes can see, because there's some weird shit happening around out there, and that's probably where things more that are more important happening right now are going to happen.
All right. And entering into the waiting room, on the astral, you can sense the weight of pain and misery tinged with just a silver streak of hope throughout it that's just a bright bit of sweetness on your astral tongue. There are maybe half a dozen people in the waiting room here, hardly crowded at all. It doesn't seem like many people have pushed through the storm to get here today, but those who have are definitely the ones who are most in need of it. You can see somebody who looks like they've got a compound fracture in their arm. There is a dwarven mother with a child that is hacking and coughing with something that you really hope isn't vitus. And a few other people with various wounds with a variety of bleeding rags or bandages wrapped around body parts. It looks like maybe the storm has caused some injuries. And working around them, looks like doing some sort of triage of some sort, is a young man, a human man, wearing a mask and a set of gloves. It's not Heigl, somebody new. And he looks up as your group crowds into the waiting room, and he says, Heigl called me. Yeah, he's a... He's back that when he gestures with his head towards Heigl's operating room.
Evan tips an imaginary hat and walks that way.
You can hear the some music playing from the up ahead in the operating room. It sounds old-fashioned and kind of easygoing, casual stuff, but it's got a beat to it that almost kind of makes you want to start tapping your toes to it. Head down the hallway and hear voices behind a door.
I'm watching out for signs of that orc that's eyeballed me before.
And behind the door, you hear a clatter of something, metallic instruments being spilled to the ground.
Doc?
In here!
Heaven will push open or pull open the door, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, the lounge music gets louder, and inside you can see Heigl with somebody on an operating table. He's set up with all of his gear, except the tray of tools has been scattered on the ground. And surrounding him are three Men? No. They've got an odd spectral quality to them. And on the astral, you can see that they're definitely spirits. Spirits wearing old-fashioned black tuxedos. One of them speaks up. Ah, nice spleen there. Be a shame if something happened to it, eh?
Has the world just lost its ever-loving mind?
What, you brought us here to eat, I say as I gesture at the person on the operating table?
No, I'm trying to keep them alive with these spirits. They're interfering. I can't, they're using some sort of, hey now, we're not interfering. We're just talking here. We're just talking. One of them lights up a cigarette.
Mikey sort of shrugs, folds his arms, and leans up against the wall or a counter nearby and waits to see what's going to happen here.
Yeah, Heigl starts gathering up his equipment from the ground and puts it into some sort of machinery, an autoclave, if you happen to know medical stuff, to begin cleaning it off. But as he's doing that, something sparks in it, and the whole thing fritzes and zaps with a sudden snap, and then some smoke starts coming out of it. On the astral, you can see the glow of magic about it as that happened.
What do you three musketeers want?
Want? We don't want nothing.
Then get the fuck out.
Hey, you're a nice dame. What's a nice dame like you do with a mouth like that?
Hey, Capron, you keep messing with his instruments. Those are the ones he uses to help us. So you messing with him, you're messing with us.
I can't really seem to recall him using those instruments to help us, you know, the last time one of us had gunshot wounds, so to speak.
Hazelnut comes up to Mikey and just goes, just puts her index finger across his face if he lets her.
Oh, sure. He's being completely passive as far as the team goes. He's just sort of like savoring this moment of like someone who needs him, who wouldn't help when I needed them really badly to help me with my gunshot wounds, but no.
Have you forgotten about Boulder?
Yeah, he was real helpful with Boulder.
He could have saved us trouble.
Come on, man. It's not for me, Heigl says. It's for this poor man here. He needs help. Now.
Seems to me if
he's
he doesn't
die.
Get that. Seems to me if he doesn't get that help, he goes from being a person to food, and that's not necessarily against our self-interest.
Heigl looks between you and heaven.
Mikey, we're here to help, not eat.
Relax, I'm going to follow your lead here. I'm just making sure someone knows exactly what position we're in. And I point my claws at one of my claws at Dr. Heigl.
So, Doc, what'd you do to piss off the three musketeers over there?
One of the three musketeers speaks up, hey, you gotta be careful with a claw like that. It might go off.
Wouldn't that be unfortunate? I sort of retract my hand to a more, like, safe position where I'm not likely to claw anyone but myself by accident, but...
And then Hazelnut gets distracted, pointing at, like, the ceiling, looking at her finger, making a little... expecting to see a spark.
It does.
And
what was that?
Nothing.
What are you doing over there?
No, that was something.
Did that guy fry your finger too, like he fried the who's the what's that's over there?
You're busy negotiating. Keep negotiating. I'm just...
Hey, don't look
around.
At me. I didn't do nothing to the dame.
Look, we can do this the easy way or the hard way. You can get the frag out now, or we can find out how much I can hurt a spirit.
Hey now, easy now, easy now. I never hit a dame, and I don't mean to start today.
Then get the frag out, because I got no problem hitting you.
Also, listen, if we're really trying to help the doc and not let this poor person turn into the buffet he looks like, maybe we shouldn't have a scrap in here.
So what's the beef, Three Musketeers? Why are you guys here?
We're just hanging out, having a good time.
This is your idea of a good time?
This is good time? Damn, you got your sights pretty low, man.
Man, there was a...
Why, you know a better party in town?
I do, as a matter of fact. Just over here on this other street, and I'll name the street where we saw the spirit chop the car in half. This big spirit chuck this car in half, and then the cop showed up and tried to shoot the spirit, and it's going down. And I thought, that's pretty funny. Three amigos like you might find it entertaining as well.
Oh, the cops don't sound like our kind of scene. No, no.
It's not the cops. It's the cops getting beat up by a spirit. That's the funny part.
One of the spirits pushes the patient's legs to the side and hops up onto the operating table, sitting there, you know, casually leaning back. I think we're comfy here.
If it's the dead and dying you want, I got a friend who knows underground urban brawl, if that's more your speed.
We've got good memories here. This was a good club. Back in the day, we'd spend the whole night here.
Then why don't you hit up a real club? It ain't a club no more.
It's like a club here. There's lights, there's music.
Yeah, and bouncers. Boom. I step up and I'm going to just grab the guy who's on the gurney thing and see if I can't haul him away from it without upsetting the patient. If I fail, you know, oh well. There's food in it for me.
You're trying to haul the spirit off the operating table?
Yep.
All right.
Pretty proud of my bouncer comment as I reach out and try to grab his comment.
Why don't you give me an armed combat and add in a glitch die?
Do I do a lowercase g for that?
Yep.
The glitch die came up a 4, which is no result, but I did get 7 hits on my unarmed combat roll, or close combat test.
Very nice.
And it's agility and will to dodge, yes?
Agility plus logic.
Logic, okay. Even better. Ooh, only 3 hits to dodge out of the way. Yeah, you grab the spirit and with your ghoulish strength haul it off of the table.
I'm just trying to haul him out of the room. Come on, party's elsewhere. You wanted the club treatment? I'll show you the door.
I'll assist and try and corral the other two. All right, boys, let's go. Time to go.
Party's over. Hey, friend. Unhand me. Unhand me. You're rustling up my tux here.
Yeah, Heaven's going to grab the third one just kind of by the back, the scruff of the neck.
Greatest apologies, good gentleman. Sir, let's just get out of the doctor's hair and I will put you to rights.
And from the opposite side of the room, Hazel is aiming with each of her index fingers on any one of these three, just waiting for him to make a move.
Sounds like we should hop into initiative here.
Sure, I guess. I'm planning on letting this guy go once I get him out of the room, but if it's going to take more, then yes, definitely.
Well, you guys are going physical on it, and I think they're going to be responding in kind.
You were too quick with that bouncer comment. I was going to give them another club, as in one upside the head. I was so sad. You were too quick.
I'm sorry.
One of the spirits that hasn't been grappled yet removes its tuxedo jacket, hangs it in the air next to it, and then strikes up a position like an old-timey boxer with his fists up in front of him, ready for a fight. The one being hauled out by Mikey is going to struggle and try to free itself.
Should I roll my close combat against that or something else?
Sure, why don't you roll your close combat? That sounds reasonable. But add a glitch die.
Ooh, exploit, but only 3 hits.
You beat its 1 hit. And, the spirit tries to struggle free. And as it's trying to do that, you manage to... well, why don't you explain how you've got the spirit in a tighter or more controlled grip as a result of the struggle?
Yeah, initially, I had sort of grabbed it by the collar. That was sort of pulling the whole thing along. It's a spirit, so it moves a little weird. And I sort of put one arm sort of around its waist, and it was trying to struggle free. In the process, I managed to actually get my hand on its wrist and get its arm up behind it in an arm lock, and then get my other arm around in like a headlock-type position. And just have him like a nice, really tight position, pretty easy to move. Except that he's a spirit, and I don't know what the hell's going to happen next.
And then it is your turn, Mikey.
Alright, I'm going to say, come on, don't make this any messier than it has to be, and I'm going to just try to get him out of the room and just kind of like toss him away. Not actually to harm, but like to release him in a way that is also kind of a shove, like a shove off kind of gesture.
Like out into the waiting room, or are you heading all the way to the outside?
Yeah, out in the waiting room is fine with me. Maybe he'll find them a more interesting audience.
Sure. Why don't you give me another close combat to guide the spirit along? No glitch die this time.
All right, that is 7 hits on 12 dice. You are on fire. Yeah, I'm doing pretty good at this, just through more force of will than actual technique, but I've got the technique to kind of back up my will. I've got the spirit out of here, like, just come on, and just toss him out into the waiting room.
All right, yeah, you throw him into the waiting room, and...
And I'll do that thing that I've seen, you know, bouncers do on TV. They kind of pat their hands as they clap them together, sort of across each other. I don't know how else to describe it, but just sort of dust off my hands there and see all what's right, going to happen next.
It's Heaven's turn. What's happening next, Heaven?
Yeah, so Heaven squares off with the spirit that thinks he's a boxer, and she's just going to go... Let's go for kind of a headlock sort of situation there. Gain control of him.
All right, make the roll for me. Close combat with the glitch die.
Close combat's tied to agility, right?
Yep.
Well, 7 hits and a glitch.
Uh oh.
This wow. is gonna be fun.
All right, you manage to grab the spirit, ducking under its fists, and begin pulling him back towards the door, but unbeknownst to you, the third spirit had ducked down behind you on its hands and knees. I guess spirits have those, and you trip right over it backwards.
Bitch.
Landing in a pile of spirit on the ground. Jesus.
I guess I'll try and grab the guys that just got grabbed and try and escort him out. So I'm rolling close combat, which is 2, and agility,
and,
which is 4.
And a glitch die.
So I just put a small G.
Yep.
3 hits and an exploit.
See, y'all getting exploits. I got the glitch.
All right. You don't... Oh, you're not able to move him anywhere. He got 3 hits as well. But with your exploit, how have you grappled onto this spirit in the pile on the ground?
I'm going to grab him by the ankles so he can't go nowhere. And I'll just start dragging him next turn.
All right, Hazelnut at 1.
I'm going to... Let's see. So Mikey's shoved the one into the waiting room. Heaven is tangled up with the other one, or with the second one. And Jesus has a hold of the third one.
Heaven is on the floor with basically 2 of them. One that she tripped over and one that she's grabbed.
Oh, there's 4 of them now?
Nope. 2 on the ground. 1 has been tossed into the waiting room.
Oh.
And,
Heaven was grappling one of them, right? And then she tripped over another one. So she's
That's
on the floor.
Great.
With the one that she's still grappling, she's still got that grapple hold. And then there's the one she tripped over, which I think that's the one Hazy's grabbed the feet of.
Yes, that sounds right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's doing a whole wheelbarrow type thing, but he hasn't been able to move it yet.
Okay. Well, I'm going to try my fancy new little zappers here, and I'm going to scrunch up my face and point my clawed finger down at the hands of the one that Jesus is trying to drag. So let's see, what would that be?
The power of the storm funnels through your aura as the raging storm outside somehow through the roof and the walls of the building coalesces within you and reaches out towards your target.
Aw, man, I missed it.
What?
I'm out in the waiting room.
Oh. So if that is a pass to use a lightning bolt, I shall.
Go for it.
Sweet. Scrunches up and face her and points at the thing, goes, look out! And her hair, like the power of the storm just comes in and her hair just goes up with the electricity and it goes, pew! And, you know, probably knocks her back about a foot.
The lightning bolt slashes out from your hands and and arcs around on the floor about, and it's just about to slash over the whole cluster of people, including your friend Heaven on the ground, and you yank back on the power to keep from electrocuting her, but as a result you end up missing the spirit you were targeting.
Lets out some sort of loud, high-pitched squawk when that happens.
So do we keep the same order then, or do we roll for initiative again?
Yeah, I think we keep the same order.
All right, I guess the spirits get to go then.
All right, they're going to be attacking their various foes who have them. Let's start off with Mikey at the top.
The spirit I tossed out in the waiting room is going to get up and attack me?
Yep. It stands up, hangs its jacket in the air, and turns and swings an uppercut at you. I am rolling awful tonight. One hit on 10 dice.
Yeah, Mikey
casually sort of sidestepped by Mikey.
Yeah, ducks back from the uppercut and says, "All right, we're doing this. We're really doing this. Let's do this." And I think with me next, I'm hearing the clattering and the weird electrical arc
two more spirits here.
From the other room. Ah!
The one being wheelbarrowed by Jesus rears back and tries to kick back at you like a mule.
Okay. Do I get to roll a dodge or anything?
It's agility plus logic for defense tests, except for certain spells and stuff.
5 hits.
That is a successful dodge. And the one that Heaven is grappling. Uh-oh.
Oh,
it's got 7 hits coming at you.
Oof. 2 hits total.
Take an edge from me. You sound like you could use it.
Oh, team player?
Yep.
3 total hits.
Oh!
All right, that is 7 stun coming your way.
Don't forget your 1 point of ghoulish toughness.
Yep, and I got Cyberlim armor plating, so I reduced that by 2, so you said 7?
Yep.
Okay, so I take 5.
Too fancy.
Yeah, the spirit rolls you over and onto your shoulder blades and starts pummeling at you. Then it's Mikey's turn.
All right, so Mikey's still just kind of out there in his armored jacket with the hoodie over him. This waiting room full of people. He looks down at the dwarf woman with the sick kid. He says, "Lady, you might want to cover his eyes." And I'm going to pull back my hood and basically open up both my hands wide to bare all my claws and just give this guy a big, wide grin and just leap at him.
All right, it's willpower plus close combat.
Okay, I think I'm going to pre-edge this so 4s are hits. I use an E for that, is that right?
I believe so, yes.
That's 7 hits out of 10 dice. That's pretty good. I think I'm going to stand on that. That's edge well spent.
That's 1 net.
Makes me wish I'd spent more, but, I guess I'm kind of attacking him. I'm not sure. Just use my normal claw damage, or do I have it based on something else?
It's going to be your standard claw damage, I believe.
Okay. Hopefully this doesn't count as mundane, because I'm a dual-natured critter here. But I've got 6 damage coming at him, then 6 physical.
All right. You slash at him, and his tuxedo is slashed away to ribbons, leaving just his white dress shirt underneath and scraps of his dress pants.
Oh, so that's the game we're playing, huh?
You've ripped away some of its armor.
All right, well, that's all I'm doing. I don't have anything to do with my move or whatever.
Heaven, it's your turn.
Yep, Heaven is just going to kind of squeeze to trying to dig her claws into the spirit she's grappling.
It's a willpower plus close combat.
Why do you hate me? 4 hits?
Are you happy with 4 hits?
Not really, but I don't have much. All right, I'll use my 1 edge on this. I got 1 more hit for 5.
Ah!
The spirit gets 7.
I am not a willful character.
You're unable to convince the spirit that it needs to be dead.
Motherfucker.
You don't understand.
And Jesus.
Can I use a katana on him to give myself a bonus? Because it seems like the gloves are coming off and they're actually hitting and hurting.
You can definitely try to use a katana if you'd like.
Nah, because I'm not good with that either. I'll just try to hit him again.
All right, willpower plus close combat.
Oh, cool. That gives me one more die. Two hits.
No joy. No joy. That spirit that you're grappling with, holding by its ankles, it's kicking out at you, and you're trying to, you know, pull back on its ankles and keep it from, you know, getting a heel in your chin as you do your best to, kick back at it or yank its limbs sideways or...
Yeah, just yanking on his leg and stuff.
Yeah, no joy there. Hazelnut.
Hazelnut has figured out that for lack of proper blocking and body control is the only reason that didn't work. So we're going to spread those feet wide, shoulder width apart, use two hands this time, one to steady, just like she would in the stage once upon a time, and go, pew, and try to hit the one that was attacking Hazel, or excuse me, Heaven, with a lightning bolt, which hope is a single target spell. I'll use an edge on that. Four total hits.
That's Woo-hoo! Two net, which I believe does 8 damage.
I think so. And I think you said it was 6.
Let's and is eight. This the one that's on Heaven or the one that's on Jesus?
The one Heaven. That's on Heaven.
Okay.
Too many H sounds at the beginning of our names. Heaven, Hazelnut, Jesus.
Ha ha! And then after that one goes off, she kind of like looks really satisfied, but then kind of like sways just a little bit from her progressively worsening headache.
And it's the spirit's turn to attack back again. All three of you that were attacked last time are getting attacked again as the spirits do their best to turn this into a stand-up brawl. Mikey avoids the attack on him.
Yeah, the spirit is attacking with the classic boxing form, which is predictable as hell to Mikey. He's not fighting by these rules.
Good grief, Heaven, take an edge. And use it. You're having a very bad day.
I really am.
And
two.
I think that's... Oh, man.
2 hits on 16 total dice.
Jesus is taking 5 stun.
Ooh.
Do I get to block that with armor or anything, or absorb? Yep. Or
as a ghoul, you get 1 point of toughness automatically, which lets you soak 1 damage. The rest is going to go to your armor points first, and once your armor points are gone, then it goes to your physical or stun.
Okay, so an armor vest 9 takes 9 points of damage for me?
Yep,
right.
And then so it goes away.
So you'll mark off not 5, but 4 boxes because of just your ghoulish toughness. Unless you have some other thing that might give you extra toughness points. Like, I've got a quality called toughness that gives me an extra point, and Heaven's got amp that gives her extra soak.
Okay.
But there's no rolling dice to soak damage in this game.
Gotcha.
And it's 4 stun to Heaven.
Alrighty. Holy crap, got through my armor. Actually, I had a question about that. The armor, it just accumulates until it's full. What happens when the armor boxes are filled? Do you just lose that armor?
You more or less get it back in the next scene, unless there's some reason you wouldn't be able to somehow change your clothes or something. Otherwise, you can spend a plot point at 1 each to repair it 1 point at a time. And if you have an armor skill and have time, you can make an armor plus logic test to repair one per hit. But you can do that once per scene, more or less.
Okay, then I've been miscalculating. All right, then. Okay, I know where I'm at. Thank you.
All right, and I take it Mikey was able to evade the attacks? Oh, yeah, we did that first.
Yep, and it is now Mikey's turn.
Yeah, Mikey's just going to leap and tear into him using a kind of a... to someone who was able to slow things down and analyze things with a close eye, it'd be sort of a combination of Aikido and Brazilian capoeira, along with just claws getting tossed in for good measure. He's just sort of this whirling, blurring mass of teeth and claws as he's just tearing into this guy. So using edge in my initial roll here, and I'll leave it at that. 5 hits. I'm going to edge that to reroll failures as well, because I can do that in this game. All right, I had to add those together, so I'm up to 8.
You needed it. That's 1 net hit.
Damn. He is fast. I guess I'm going to tear into him for 6 more.
Yeah, you have stripped away all of his armor, and you begin ripping into the spirit's flesh. As you do, hunks of the spirit come flying off, and as it scatters about the room, it's not blood that's landing, but bits of stubby cigars and it looks like marbles. No, roulette balls and. And coins, no, those are old casino chips. And it's Heaven's turn.
All right. We're going to try this again. Once more, just trying to dig her claws just into his chest. 4 hits.
You good on that?
Just, I'm out of edge, personally.
That's the net.
Woohoo! It had to swing Yay! Back eventually.
Okay, I have her natural weapon damage listed as 8 plus 3 net hits, 11.
Wow.
Damn.
I strang.
And it already had a lot of its armor stripped away.
It did?
Did it?
By a lightning bolt.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah, the second one hit.
Yeah, you slam into it, just ripping into the spirit with your will as it begins paying out like a slot machine as silver coins scatter across the operating room. Jesus.
I don't have him by the ankle anymore, do I? He got free?
Not really. You're kind of in melee with it.
I'm going to punch him in the junk. 1 hit.
Are you happy with 1 hit?
No, but I think I have I have 1 edge. Let's use that. So, like I said, 1 hit.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
And it's 9 hits on defense. Casually dismisses your attempt.
At least that wasn't it attacking you.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Heaven. Or not Heaven. Hazelnut.
At least I'm not embarrassed to be the only one doing that now.
I've called Heaven Hazelnut before, so...
Me too.
Next, we're going to have Heaven Nuts.
As long as no one shows up with D's. Is there one left up?
There are 3 left up.
Oh, dear Lord.
Yeah, there's one that's horribly messed up, one that's not messed up at all, both in the same room with you, and then there's a scuffle going on in the waiting room that you're probably not privy to.
Yeah, good point. I'm going to try to take down the one that is... wounded and still up.
Okay. How are you gonna do that?
Totally do it properly, like I'm supposed to. You know, hips square and two hands out, one holding the other's wrist, pointing. Buckle your seatbelts. 3 hits.
Not enough. It's able to dodge out of the way. Then the spirits begin their attacks. Oh man, I just realized I've totally been forgetting to hit you guys with glitch dice.
That's okay.
Well, that's fine, because something I've been forgetting is that we as players can spend a plot point whenever we're attacked to make an attack back for free.
Oh, yes. I was looking over those again. I was like, shit, I could have been doing that. That's my favorite use of that.
So I'm totally about to make use of that now.
Right.
What point is the plot point usage stuff on for this mode? Does
what
anyone
page?
Know?
Somebody typed the Hazelnut typed them into the chat and TeamSpeak.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's page 36, though.
But if Mikey, Heaven, and Jesus could roll their defenses, that would be great.
Okie doke.
Misses all around except for Heaven, who's getting slammed for 7 stun.
Oh, fucker. All right, so I take 5. And my armor is useless now.
And I'm going to let him come at me with a few punches, but I'm going to try to get a little closer, and then when he makes a big, like, haymaker swing at me, I'm going to duck under it and just swing claws up through his gut, spending a plot point to do a counter-strike before my actual turn comes around, just in response to this attack.
All right.
I used Edge, and I got 8 total hits. Damn, that was
a good second roll. That was an effective Edge roll. Plus 6 hits on that.
Yeah, it was 2, and then up to 8.
And I got 2 hits there, so that's 6 net for you.
So he's looking at 11 points of damage.
Woof.
And I basically just bury my claws in at his gut just above his waist and rip up through into his head and just hold his head and face or skull and whatever's dangling below aloft as he bursts into whatever the hell you're about to describe.
A fountain of playing cards.
Ooh.
Just sprays up and out, and then the whole thing just dissolves away. His tuxedo jacket hanging in air collapses to the ground.
All right, I'm going to take a moment. The smart thing to do as a player would be spend a move action to get back in the other room so I can help. I'm actually going to spend my action out here just sort of like, maybe, I guess the best thing you could call it would be grandstanding. So I'd like to make an artisan roll for that, my art skill roll. Oh, zero. So I'm not very impressive, but I just like stand there and I'm like, oh, yeah, I turn to one person in there with my just sort of ghoulish, wild look in my cyber eyes and big pointy teeth and just like hand still as if I'm holding this spirit that I imagine has disappeared by this point. But just look down and say, did you see that? Did you see that?
The little dwarven kid claps weakly.
All right, yeah, so that's all I'm doing on my turn.
And I'm giving you a point of edge for that.
Oh, thank you.
Heaven.
Yes.
Your turn.
Well, it worked last time, so let's try it again. Just digging her claws in further, just sinking them into his chest. Just kind of trying to tear now. See, I really hate this because these aren't agility-based tests, so I can't re-roll dice.
No luck on fighting back here. The spirit's definitely got one over on you. Jesus.
Let's try to punch your dude again. Three hits this time. I'm getting closer.
That's one net.
Holy cow.
You got it.
All right.
Woo.
I hit him.
What kind of damage are we looking at?
I don't know. Is it strength?
Your natural weapon damage? I think it's your strength plus one.
So strength is five, so six?
And then one more for your net hit.
Seven.
All right. Yeah. You rip away at its tuxedo, revealing actually strips away the spirit's dress shirt, revealing a very ripped spirit.
Your tuxedo is stupid looking, man.
Hazelnut, your turn.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. She's got her hand on her head as she's swaying. I'm not sure I can do that again.
Yeah, each time that energy has ripped through your soul on its way out into the real world, it's taken a toll on you, and it's a little bit like cooking a hot dog by running electricity through it.
Maybe I could just focus on... Yes. She's going to point again, but this time she's going to focus on... Let's see, we're still in the operating room. She's going to try to punch the air and basically do the same thing where she kind of like visualizes it working and with the intention of I forget what it is, like the single target. That's not going to work though. But she doesn't know that. Stun. Ugh. Can't waste two stun on that, but she honestly doesn't know. That stun damage won't do anything to him.
Oh, it might.
Okay. Well, yeah. She's going to give that a shot instead of electricity. Hoping it'll be different, but I'm sure it won't. So what is that? Clout. Wait, I'm looking in the core rule book. I don't even know if these spells exist in Anarchy. Damn it.
I'm not seeing it in the main book.
Grr. All right. Let me open up the right book first here. Sorry about that. What weird topic is magic under?
Page 202.
Thank you.
Want to call it a stun bolt?
Yeah. Yeah, let's give that a shot. Yeah, that's almost exactly what I was going for. I don't know if I'm able to do anything here. I'm down to three. No hits.
Why are you down to so few dice? Didn't you roll eight at first?
No, I'm rolling sorcery plus willpower, which is zero plus six.
Oh, okay, sorry.
And I'm on my third row of stun, so...
That'd be minus two dice, but yeah, it's still pretty few. Yep.
Oh, it doesn't get to three to the last one. Yep. Okay. Still zero hits.
I'm going to say with zero hits, you're not even able to get the spell off and take no drain on that.
Oh, cool.
You try to siphon the energy through you, but just completely fail at it.
Okay.
And then it looks like we're back up to the two spirits. The one on heaven And the one on Jesus. You guys want to roll defense tests for me?
No.
No,
please.
I mean, yes, because I'll take less damage that way.
2 hits to dodge.
6 stun coming at Jesus.
And I got 4.
6 reduced to 5 for my tough ghoulishness. And then that so that my armored vest is worthless now.
If you've used up all the damage for it, yep. It's basically just like bonus hit points.
Yep, after that, the damage starts going to your physical or stun track as designated, and I believe he said stun
in this case. And nothing to heaven this time.
So I'm going to spend a plot point and try once more to rip this fucker in half, because I forgot to spend my plot point last time.
Good luck.
3 hits?
No joy.
Fucker.
Mikey.
Why is it empty willpower?
Right, so I took a moment to kind of catch my breath and relish my victory out in the waiting room, and just I hear some clattering from in there, and having why won't you die, or something to that effect, like, oh, drag it, just sort of turn and go running back into the room. So I'll move into the waiting, I will move from the waiting room into the operating room again, and take in the scene. Let's see, it looks like, I know Heaven can take care of herself, so I'm going to give, I know Jesus is a Decker type, so he's not as, I don't know how he is in a physical scrap so much. We've done okay so far, but I'm going to give him a hand. Looks like he's having trouble. I'm going to attack the one that he's facing.
And there's a lot of growling coming from Heaven.
5 hits on my attack.
No joy there.
Ah, these things are fast!
Heaven, your turn.
Pain in the ass is what they are. 2 hits.
No joy there. Jesus, your turn.
Gotta try and hit him again.
Restore the honor of this pass.
2 hits to punch him.
No joy there. Heaven? Or, sorry, Hazelnut. Man, now I'm...
Let's see if I can do that again.
Oh, and add a glitch dice. Because, you know, I keep forgetting to do that.
Okay.
And, you know, it sounds like you could use more dice.
Ooh, one hit and an exploit.
No dream this time.
Are you out of edge?
Oh yeah, I've been out of edge for a while.
She was giving it away to other people.
And the two spirits are going to be making their attacks. If you folks would make your defense rolls.
Is the one on Jesus still going after him?
Yep.
Oh, 6 hits.
3.
Both of you successfully dodge.
Hell yeah. I'm doing the same thing over and over again, but I've got no other choice. There's not really much I can do against the spirit, so we're going to try to rip this fucker. 2 hits.
No rip.
Lots of rip, just not the right kind.
Mikey.
Alright, so this one that Jesus is facing, I'm going to try to like position myself to be on the opposite side of Jesus and, you know, kind of make eye contact with him and give him a bit of a nod, and then I'll make my attack. Try to time my pounce when the spirit is distracted by Jesus for a moment. I know these things are faster than they look. My 4 hits, well...
Are you happy with 4 hits?
Reasonably. That's not a bad roll for 10 dice.
Ooh, it just barely dodges out of the way with 4 hits of its own.
Frag, stand still. Or better yet, just get out of here.
Jesus, the lounge music is getting kind of jangly and out of tune.
3 hits on the punch.
Oh, no joy there. Hazelnut.
This has been going pretty well for me so far. Ow!
And man, I only remember to put the glitch die in on you, it seems like. So, you know, toss that in there.
0 hits and a glitch. Woo!
Uh-oh.
All right. This time you pull down the force of magic and push it out away from you. But instead of coming out as a focused attack against something else, it just shoves out away from you like a rocket engine, and you feel yourself lifting up and pressed up against the ceiling as the whole room is filled with a swirl of wind and energy. And
oh shit, that guy's dead.
Doc Hagel is lets out a yelp, and he's got a cloth he's holding over the patient's open wound, and he holds it down even tighter to try to keep it covered and protected.
Ah shit! Turn it off!
And with that, you it suddenly cuts out, and you fall in the to the ground in a heap. Take a couple of stun there.
Okay.
Jesus, one of the spirits that you're fighting, manages to pull himself up and swings out at you with a big, wide hay whip maker.
Okay. Two hits to dodge.
And he connects for 5 stun.
So that, how do I know what my stun track is?
It's 8 plus your willpower divided by 2 rounded up, just like in 5th edition. And don't forget, you take 1 less point than that, because, you know, you're a ghoul. Okay. Ghouls are tough.
And so my stun track is 11, so I just took 4?
Yes.
You're getting attacked as well. The spirit is still on top of you and is rears back with its fist to try to slam down into your forehead with a
2 hits. What's with all these 2s?
Oh, but you just dodge out of the way, and its spiritual fist just scrapes against the side of your head, doing no damage.
I'm gonna spend another plot point, because that almost hurt, and that's 6 hits.
Hoo.
Woohoo!
Finally.
That's 1 net.
9.
I think it's describe your killing blow time.
Yeah, yeah. Woohoo! And include a shower of silver coins with it, if you will.
Okay, so what Heaven does is she finally gets a good grip on whatever internal organs a spirit has, ribs, whatever, and then just kind of cracks it open, just straight down the center, and just shower of coins. You know, instead of the blood and gore.
Yes, yes. Mikey.
All right, Mikey just saw... He hasn't witnessed all the zappy stuff before, but he just did see Heaven get thrown up and then tossed on the ground. He assumes one of the spirits did that, but he couldn't quite make out what crazy stuff was happening in astral space at the moment. So he just sort of, like, looks over and spares a moment to see that she's still okay, more or less. How is Hazelnut looking?
She's swaying and... nearly cross-eyed, and has her hand up on her head.
Okay, doesn't look dead. That's good.
Nope.
Anything else is a problem for later, so I'm going to turn back towards the spirit, and I'm going to kind of do this thing where I step in behind it, cross one leg to step in between it, and then as if I'm going to, like, kind of do, like, a drop or a toss over one leg to make him fall backwards, except I am improvising the maneuver to stick a bunch of claws deep into his torso. I think I'll spend a point of edge on this. No, I better save my edge. I'm running really low. 4 hits. Should I edge that? No, I'm not going to edge it. Damn it!
Oh, maybe you should have. It got 5 and dodges you. Heaven, your turn.
So we have this kind of, like, awkward grappling exchange that kind of looks like I'm trying to give him a hug, but I end up getting sort of pushed back at the end of it.
Okay, quick look around. Hazelnut's standing, but...
Well, she's kind of in a heap. Right. Jesus is in close combat with the spirit, as well as Mikey.
Yeah, those two could probably handle it. She's gonna go over to Hazelnut and slap her stim patch on her, because I have one in.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you, darling.
2 hits in close combat.
That's 1 net.
Ooh, sweet. 7.
I want to be angry because I missed with 4 and you hit with 2, but I'm just glad you hit him.
Yeah.
The spirit staggers back under your onslaught as you hit it, and just a single silver case, rectangular and thin, comes flying out of its pocket, and it flies open in the air, and just a rainbow of white cigarettes fly across the room. Hazelnut.
Oh, that's great! She holds her hand up and looks at that stim patch that she just got put on her arm. I'm feeling wonderful! How many more are up in this room?
Just the 1 injured spirit.
Just the 1. She pulls her hand back in a fist, does a double take, looks at the ceiling, shrugs a little in sheepishness, and points instead. Pew! Try a lightning bolt. That's 2 hits.
Not enough.
Damn.
The spirit kind of staggers back and braces itself and looks at the group of all four of you and says, "Well, I can see where I'm not wanted."
It took you long enough.
And begins casually walking towards the door.
Hazelnut looks from the retreating spirit to Doc Hagel, to the group, back to the retreating spirit.
Mikey, I will actually just sort of step back and almost gesture politely towards the exit as the spirit walks past, but very wary to react in case it lashes out or something. These things are fast.
So Vinny's not here. Who would like to take the phone call from Rocco, who is calling you right now?
I volunteer Heaven.
I Heaven, your comlink rings.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Rocco. Vinny wasn't picking up, so I called you. Look, you did a good job, so we got a gift for you, okay? Where are you?
It should give him the general area of town.
So I'll just cruise around there looking for you and your clawed, fang, gray-skinned toe folk hanging out.
You want to meet somewhere?
That is the nature of this phone call, yes.
Gimme a place.
Well, how about on the corner of Vine and Third?
Sure.
10 minutes?
We'll be there.
Wait, and what? Who are you talking to? I say as I'm looking over the chaos of the room that we're in.
Rocco.
Vinny's buddy?
Yeah. Said he's got a gift.
Look over at Hazelnut. Are you okay? Was that my imagination, or did I just see you try to Palpatine that guy?
Look, we can talk on the way. Yeah, we'll be there. Click. And she starts.
Thank you, Hagel says.
She'll start herding the cats out.
I'm looking down at Hazelnut and kind of helping her get up and steady herself if possible.
I am feeling better.
Maybe we should have the doc take a look at you before we go.
Why?
Well, we're meeting him in 10 minutes, so we can come back to the doc. That patch will last about an hour-ish.
But she just got slammed on the ceiling like in The Exorcist.
Yeah, and that's why the stim patch. It'll keep her on her feet for a little while yet.
Hazelnut's gonna hop tentatively in her boots.
I'm still on my feet, yes.
I'll look over at the...
With the drugs in her system, it would be best if I not attempt anything for about an hour. And besides, it'll take me at least 15 minutes to get this gentleman stable.
Do you think he's going to pull through?
We'll see. He's got a much better chance now.
If he doesn't, you know.
Let's go.
Thanks. Roush and feel free to use the front door.
I pull the hood up.
Just realized we did this all covered in blood rain. That's just gross.
Let's go, huh?
Just remember what happened when you called us for help. And I go to leave. But I'm going to make sure that Hazelnut makes it out without falling over or something.
I'm fine.
You don't look fine. You look all shaky.
She starts exaggeratedly shaking her shoulders and shaking her hips and just kind of generally being elastic on the way to the car.
Hey, that's pretty good.
I know, right?
But I mean, with the colors. Never mind. Let's just go. We better make it quick. Hope this isn't a trap of some kind.
Oh, and before I forget, Hazelnut, you should feel free to spend karma on Lightning Bolt, Stun Bolt, and Sorcery.
Sweet. Thank you very much.
All right, you guys head out into the car. It's still pouring down rain or blood on the astral, but it seems like it's slackening off a little bit.
I guess we put the address that we need to go in the grid guide and hope that no spirits attack us along the way.
Yeah, you arrive at Third and Vine uneventfully.
Mikey.
The neighborhood here, the corner is... there's a bodega on the corner. There's a check cashing place. A cred stick converting place. And let's see, a taco place. It's not one of those fancy Azatlan style taco places. This is one of those knockoff places that seems like it would be a nice taste of local food until you actually try it, and then it's just kind of scary, and you wonder where they're actually getting this chicken from.
Because Taco Temple's better.
Oh, yeah.
I think wistfully of tacos, which are apparently in my past, and focus on the task at hand, and kind of feel a bit of a wave of hunger come up on me, and I'm going to shake my head a bit to shrug that off. And
a few minutes later, a black Lincoln pulls up. The window rolls down on the front passenger side, and a wise guy makes a rotating gesture with his hand, the universal though long outmoded signal for roll your window down.
If they're on the driver's side, I guess I'm sitting in that seat, and I'll roll my window down. And as I do that with my left hand and my right hand, you know, with the car door hopefully blocking any sort of view of it, I'm going to loosen my MP5 under my jacket, so I'll be ready to fire it if I need to.
Hey, Rocco said you did a good job, so this is for you. And the rear door on the Lincoln opens, and a body is unceremoniously dumped on the pavement between your two vehicles. The Lincoln accelerates ahead with the door shutting.
Wow.
Hey, delivery.
Guess we're moving up in the world.
He sped away. Does that mean this is fast food?
Well, it's not a very handy meal, because it looks like the hands and the head have been removed.
Not much flavor in those parts anyway.
Does it look at all familiar, like that guy we got out of the apartment earlier today?
Yeah, it's wearing mostly the same clothing, though with some added burns and cuts here and there.
Oh man, he seemed so confident he was going to make it work. Oh well. I pick the guy up and let's get him to the freezer. But I suppose we could always grab a snack while it's fresh.
Heaven looks disgusted and hungry.
So I'm going to bring him around to the back and basically set him down on the pavement for a moment, take a look around to make sure when no one's about and observing. And under my gear, I've got the set of butcher's knives, and I've got a few of those I keep on myself, so I'm going to deftly carve off a few choice bits before putting the corpse into the back seat, and then...
Why don't you roll your edge for me?
Okay. That would be one hit on six dice.
Yeah, as you're beginning to carve things up, somebody comes out of the cred stick changing spot. Looks like they're stuffing something in a pocket. They glance over at you, take kind of a double take, and then turn and walk the other way on the sidewalk.
All right, as far as I'm concerned, they're not going to get involved. That's a smart move on their part, and I'm going to carry on with what I'm doing as if they weren't around. But keep an eye out for what they do, I guess. And then, as I said, I'm going to have these sort of tasty bits sliced off, load the corpse in, close the door, come back around, sit in the seat. I think we better get moving in a hurry. And I'll pass out a small, dark red, glistening object to each of the people in the vehicle. It probably smells yummy to us.
Pop!
Yummy.
How hungry am I?
Well, considering we have, like, dudes in the freezer, we're probably not, you know, that hungry, but said dudes in the freezer are, like, kind of out of reach at the moment, and we've been out and about for, I don't know, the better part of a couple of days now, I think, right? Or just a long day?
This has been one long day here with the storm.
So I guess we're not to the point of starving at all, by any means. We're probably, I think, pretty well fed, but I guess... Never mind, I'm not the Game Master, Carlton. How hungry are we?
I think you guys actually ate reasonably well earlier. Didn't you eat some of the doc when you moiterized him just before this all got started? So you're probably not hungry at all.
Yeah, I had a snack, so whatever.
Heaven has been pretty standoffish on the whole eating, though, so she might be much hungrier than other folks.
She looks at it for a minute. I'm going to roll her willpower real quick. I'll pass.
What's the matter?
Not hungry.
And I think that's going to be 5 karma for everybody.
Woo. Woo.
Yippee.
I really like your descriptions today, Carlton.
Thanks.
Yeah, they're really good.
This was fun. Yeah. I'm glad we finally got to play this time.
What's that?
Kind of a combat-heavy run, but hey, gotta have those from time to time, right?
Yeah, we survived. It's good.
Fuck spirits. I'm not built for those.
Yeah, Mikey with his close combat was pretty well suited, but the using willpower instead of agility was definitely a hit. And then you were just rolling so well in your defense tests.
Well, he had 14 dice. He had like twice as many dice as me, anyway.
Ouch.
Goddamn willpower. The willpower screwed me over. Because with agility, I've got 3 more dice and I get to reroll 2.
Oh, that's sweet.
But no, goddamn willpower.
Definitely helped that you guys were dual-natured folks, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'd considered, I was looking down some, obviously I was looking in the wrong book, but I came across Mana Ball. I'm like, oh, Mana Ball, that's per- Oh, wait. Bad idea.
Yeah, for non-magical weapons, damage was reduced by 3.
Oof.
Oh, that's not so bad. I should have done some shooting then. No, never mind, it's not really all that. Well, I guess 9 dice with 3 rerolls is better than rolling 10. But then my base damage is higher. Never mind. It seemed appropriate. Yeah, it seemed appropriate to do it all in melee.
Yeah, I think it worked out pretty well for combat. I was a little bit worried it would go a little bit too heavily one way or another, but I think you guys were pretty evenly matched.
The Topps Company, Inc. has sole ownership of the names, logo, artwork, marks, photographs, sounds, audio, video, and or any proprietary material used in connection with the game Shadowrun. The Topps Company, Inc. has granted permission to the Arcology Podcast to use such names, logos, artwork, marks, and or any proprietary materials for promotional and informational purposes on its website, but does not endorse and is not affiliated with the Arcology Podcast in any official capacity whatsoever. All other works mentioned in this podcast are the property of the respective owners. Original content of the Arcology Podcast is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 3.0 unported license. So if you use any part of the show, please give us credit.